Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all walks of life. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons for my divine. In my household, we worship the Holy Trinity. And this is a United States business owned by a veteran and veteran spouse. So if you're not familiar with the freedoms that we have in America, we have the freedom of religion. So we don't try to convert you on this show, but we do try to be truthful and always honest and relevant with research and whatnot. Sometimes I share music that I create through the Divine's inspiration in a variety of genres to help with our life mission, to help empower you to find happiness from within. This show is all about people with depression. To not allow yourself to be limited by diagnoses. So if you have depression, or you think you might, or you know somebody that does, this show is another tool in your toolbox. So the topic for today's sermon is love for all mankind. I know that that is straight from the Father above. So the first thing that came to mind was, what does it mean to have love for all mankind? Well, when the Father created the earth, when the Father created night and day, when the Father created all of the creatures of the sea and all of the birds and animals of land, and then He created man, and He created man's helpmate from Adam's rib, from his side, to be side by side. He had a deep love for all mankind. And I believe the first thing that came to mind, honestly, is how much disrespect the world has had towards Eve and all of the descendants of Eve, all of the women. There's been so much disrespect through the centuries. And I've experienced my own disrespect greatly in the last few years being a part of this global mental health ambassadorship contest. But long before that, all the way back to my childhood, in secret, in private, I was royally disrespected from a family member. Nothing new. It's nothing new in this world, but speaking about it brings light to it. It brings attention on it, and it makes darkness flee. That's what it does when you speak the truth. And there's a superpower that you have if you're a survivor of childhood abuse. If you choose to be obedient to what the Creator's Son came down on earth to teach us all, to role model to all of us. He was asked, what are the most important assignments? What are the most important commandments from Moses' Ten Commandments? I don't know if it was the Sadducees or the Pharisees. Some religious elder tried to trip him up when he was in front of a crowd, and he said, the two most important are to love the Lord above all lords with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as deeply as you love yourself. I'm paraphrasing it, right? It was in a different language when he spoke it out loud. If you just do those two, you're going to have an outstanding life. Of course, there's going to be pain. But if you choose to love people regardless, He's going to open up doorways for you that you never imagined possible. I'm living proof of it. And the more generous you choose to be with others, the more generous He will be with you. Love for all mankind. For all mankind. I can't wait for the rest of my life. We are like 75, 76, somewhere around there, days away from a big, huge meeting. I get reunited with my husband. It's been over a year with zero contact because of this contest. These people thought that they could end my marriage by threatening a death threat on us if we chose to stay together. So my husband trained me very well. He's one of the top trained assassins of President Trump, and the reason why I met him was because one of the top trained assassins of President Biden had come to my house in 2020. There was this big, long ordeal planned since, I believe, since 2018, as the Holy Spirit reveals a little more of the truth over time in my meditation and prayer and scripture time with Him. And I just happened to need some help. I had no idea who was a guest on my podcast a few months prior to October of 2020. And I asked for help because I had called a non-emergency number to get a welfare check for a person that I had been seeing and was trying to do business deals with this person because they were full of deceit. They were a big fibber. They were a big liar, manipulator, and they were committing felonies, hacking into my computer. I didn't know it until after the fact, but I suspected there was some weird stuff going on. And I had called the non-emergency phone number for 911, which is a local number, and some genius decided to transfer all of the non-emergency numbers over to the 911 dispatch line. And the person that I was requesting mental health supportive services for heard everything, and that made that person even more upset with me. I didn't know that, though, and the police erased the phone call. Yeah, in that area. Not good. And they never checked in on my well-being because there was a bunch of people. The Holy Spirit revealed to me 1,050 people were involved with the takedown of Erin Nicole because because I speak the truth and I've chosen love. And there's a lot of people that are involved in this evil rich group that abducts children all over the world. If you haven't seen the movie Sound of Freedom, please watch it. It's real. This evil group, they targeted me just for speaking about the power of forgiveness and how you can forgive your abuser. But not that you should accept abuse for children or for adults or slavery, right? We're in 2023, people. There should be love for all mankind. We've got so many different organizations that will tell you, for all mankind. And it's been a whirlwind, let me tell you. It's been a whirlwind. So I can't wait. I can't wait for that meeting in October to take place. I will get to meet all of the presidents that are alive today and the first ladies, first wives, whatever you want to call them. And my husband and I will be reunited. There's some famous faces that are known all over the world. My pastor and his wife, Joel and Victoria Osteen, out of Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas. The finest people of Houston, Texas, as he often says. I can't wait. I haven't seen my mom since 2020. Last time I saw her, this evil group had hacked into every single one of my family members' cell phones. Yeah, because they're very powerful, they're evil, and they're from the enemy. They cause division. They even caused division in my little niece's cell phone to make sure, or her email account, to make sure that she missed her online test for elementary school. These are losers, okay? These are big, fat losers. They've been jealous because of this contest that I had no idea about in 2018. I didn't find out until 2020, but I had been called to this position in 2018 from the Holy Spirit had come into my bedroom in Washington State. I was living in Tacoma, Washington at the time in a shared space, sharing the shower with some strangers and not at the same time, of course, in the kitchen area. And we all rented a room and everything. And this was a very humbling time in my life. And he healed me completely of all the chains of suicidal ideations. I had a birth control implant that was in my arm for the first time, a little bicep implant, had that emergency removed after calling the 1-800 number. And I haven't had any of those struggles since. I've had fleeting thoughts, of course, in the mind, but thoughts are just thoughts. I've learned to capture those thoughts and completely obliterate them and replace them with the truth that I'm a child of the Most High King. He creates nothing but strong warriors, right? He creates a sound mind within us. So when you speak the truth, when you speak the word of God out loud, it makes the enemy's power over you disintegrate. So that means you got to spend time in the word. You got to spend time in prayer, and you got to do things every day that bring you joy. That's what this show is all about. So I bring you nothing but the truth. And love for all mankind, that is truth. Now, I do need to speak specifically about a very controversial topic right now in society, and that is people's choice of gender identity. It's causing a lot of confusion, and confusion is not of the Father. Now, I am your first ever in history. This October, I'll be crowned privately with all the presidents. In the United States, I'll be the first ever crowned chief spiritual officer, recognized across all military branches. So I have to bring you nothing but the truth. And I have to say things that might make you uncomfortable. Get over it. The Father created Adam, and then he created Eve. It is the fall of man to try and use science, non-GMO, all these things, feeding us through anti-aging products, amphibian DNA, thinking that we're not going to have issues with our gender, right? There are creatures of the sea that can change their gender in a moment. That is not designed of the Father for human beings to be able to do that. The Father created human beings, man and women, man and woman. It has been man's design, because the earth is run by the enemy, who is a fallen angel of the Father. Everything in this earth has been created from the Father. So when you discuss with your children, if you and your spouse have made the decision to raise a child that has both genders, that has been born with both genders, it is rare, but it does exist. If you've made the decision to raise them as a certain gender, that is what their birth certificate says, and that is what their death certificate says. If they choose to dress in a different gender, that's their choice. But when you start telling young children that it's okay for them to have a spirit of another gender, here's what happens. We've got prisons now. We've got female prisons with males that have decided to identify as female so that they can get into a female prison with a penis, and they are raping women. That is not the design of the Father. You have to think about what your choices are doing to women. We have been discriminated against for thousands of years. We have been harmed. We have been put in dangerous situations. I am living proof. The last 3 years, I was forced to perform oral sex for the top security professional for President Biden. When my phone call in 2020 to the non-emergency police number was erased, and they paid that same man to have me killed. He decided to help me, but I had to do something for him that is sick, it is illegal, and it is against the powers of the oath that he swore. But I made a decision, because I'm a child of the Most High King in the bloodline of King David. I come from royal blood, Jesus Christ's bloodline, the tribe of Judah, and I've made the decision that love for all mankind covers all wrongs. So instead of continuing the cycle of division in our country and around the world by broadcasting the truth, I am going to broadcast the truth, and I'm also going to broadcast the decision. We each get to decide if we're going to choose love or if we're going to choose darkness. Love covers over all wrongs. And when Jesus died on the cross for all of us, he died for all sins. He died for that man. That same level of grace he gives to that man that forced me to do inappropriate things in 2020. And all of the other 1,049 other people involved, he provides the same level of grace and mercy to those people as he does for me. So I'm going to keep choosing love, because it has served me well in life. And I encourage you, if you are working in a school system or you are working in a textbook industry and you're considering selling textbooks that are talking about your gender identity and how you get to choose, no, the Father above all of us has chosen how we will be born. If you are one of the small percentages of people in the world that are born with both genitalia, you're the only person that gets to decide if you desire to change it as you become an adult. And no one, I don't think, would judge you. But it is such a rare thing. You are a unique human being. No one should judge you. No one should ask what's in your pants or what used to be in your pants. There are so many women that have been discriminated against in society, especially people of color, that they have chosen to have sex changes because they think that it will be less bad, less severe for them in society. Why don't we all just choose to be kind? Choose to love people like Jesus Christ did. Well, as Tony Robbins has often said, it's easier to tear down a building than it is to build one up. But I'm living proof. I'm living proof that if you choose love, he will, and you choose to be generous, he will bless you, first of all. And I'm a living, breathing miracle. He's inspired over 44 alternative therapies through me for all ages, some groups, some individuals. Some are completely developed and executed in society. Some are still in process. And I'm only 37. I'm just getting started. There's some people that are famous psychologists that have developed one psychotherapy in their lifetime, and they are famous in all textbooks for developing one, and they have PhDs. I applied for 3 PhD programs based on the money I had available while working in active research through the United States Army and Air Force as a contractor, paid through ORAU, Oak Ridge Associated Universities. And ORISE, I forget what the ORISE stands for. It was 2 acronyms, I think, because they had 2 military branches. I'm not exactly sure. But I was a part of the Armed Wellness Center. They changed names a few times, but I think that's what they came up with. It was an Air Force and Army base. I was a part of the 17th location in the world. And while I was there, I told my director that I was applying for a PhD in psychology. I wanted to get licensed. I applied to the top 3 schools in the nation. I was denied. They said I didn't have enough research experience. That was what the one university that I actually traveled to in Tennessee, because my cousin recommended I apply there because they had a reverse EEO rule. There were so many people of color that went to this university. She said that they actually pay Caucasian people to attend to help balance the EEO law requirements. I met with one of the professors, which interestingly enough was a Caucasian man, and he told me after meeting with him, he read through my resume. He said, "You've got a lot of teaching experience, but what about research?" I said, "Well, right now I'm in active research with active duty soldiers, spouses, and retired veterans. I'm being paid to research right now to be a part of this program." And he's like, "Oh, that's neat." And about a week or so later, he emailed me and said, "Well, I'm so sorry you didn't get accepted. The feedback is you didn't have enough research experience." So I tried to follow the steps in the system and was denied, and I couldn't afford to continue paying all of the required fees. But the Lord above all lords decided to bless me anyway, because If he assigns something to you, nobody can take it from you. And if you are a creative person, more than likely you are PhD eligible or PSYD. It's just different terminologies for doctorate level. Somebody decided to be the first doctor in the world, right? Adam and Eve were the first people in the world. And at some point in time, our society got organized and we got levels of hierarchy, right? I think the Creator loves to use unexplainable stories to show how He's in charge of the world. You see, when I found out in 2020 that I was in the running, I had been asked a few months before to be the grant writer for another person that I had met through LinkedIn. And I didn't know about the contest. I think they had told her about the contest. And she was going to hire me. In fact, she verbally did hire me. And I started asking her. It was an emergency situation. I needed money coming in. We were in dealing with the pandemic. I was displaced from my housing. It was all kinds of things. And I finally was like, are you paying me? What's going on? What are the requirements for this job? Like, she was way too eager to hire me. Now, this is a person with a nursing background. That's traditionally how psychiatric hospitals are run, is from the medicine first. But I know, without a shadow of a doubt, the Lord above all lords desired to use a different scenario than what the norm is. And so my closest competitor, that was that person, tried to get me to join their team. And we had signed an agreement. But then I found out after we signed the agreement that she was having an affair with one of her board members. And I don't associate with adultery. I don't. It's no judgment, but I just don't. I said, why don't you get divorced? Told me that he was abusing her. And she's a veteran spouse. They wouldn't give her any rights to the home because they hadn't been married long enough. I said, so you're going to be homeless if you get divorced from this guy? She's like, well, I could figure out housing, but, you know, I've lived in this house a long time. And then he would get 50% of my businesses. And I was like, or business, whatever. I was like, I got divorced. It sucks, but, you know, you could do it. And change your business name. I had to change my business name in the beginning. It sucks, but you could do it. I can help you with that. She didn't want to do those things. So I was advised at the time to cut her loose, to protect my businesses and to protect myself from being involved in something like that. Plus, she had told me that she had changed her board members for the second or third time because she had suspected there was money laundering going on. So I was like, okay, she's obviously going so fast that she's not making good decisions. And that's okay. We all go through that. I was advised to slow down myself from the top security man for President Trump that became my husband last year. He told me I've got a rabbit spirit, and that I need to practice a little more of the owl spirit, a little bit slower, right? And we all are learning, right? I believe that the Father loves her deeply. And I think that she can win the United States global mental health position for ambassadors for every major nation. I've got the title for the world, though. That's the assignment that the Lord above all lords assigned to me in 2018 before I knew about any competition. And they've tested me for 3 years. They've blocked me from making money for 3 years. They've paid her, I know for certain, because she told me, Aaron, they just tell me that they just put money in my bank account. I can just relax. I've got this baby I'm watching. I'm a foster mom temporarily. I was like, what the heck? You're a foster parent and yet you're being abused from your husband? He's throwing you down the stairs? That's not a good situation for that little baby to be in. And, you know, we all make different choices in life. She didn't listen to my advice, so I was like, all right, well, I can't stay in this situation. You have to sometimes make those decisions. You can love people from a distance. You can still choose to love a person and not do business with them. And looking back, hindsight, I could have changed how I handled it a little bit better. I just did the no contact thing, right? I just abruptly just stopped communicating. I didn't want to be caught up in any money laundering. So I was like, no, I need to protect my business. I need to just cut this off. They tried to immediately pay me. As soon as I didn't want to be a part of them anymore, then all of a sudden the money, they had it ready and available for me. She was emailing me, she was calling me, and all of my email accounts. I was like, this is not okay. Why did it take you 30 days to pay me when you knew I was in an emergency situation? I found another job. And there was a lot of weird things that happened in 2020, you know. I'm sure you've gone through some weird things as well. But love for all mankind means that you'll do something for people without an expectation back in return. Now, sometimes you do expect, right? If you're working a job, you do expect to be paid. And that's okay. But if you're doing a service for people, then it's okay to not get anything back in return, because just the art of doing it, right? Just the service to other people is going to bless you. And that's the energy that has allowed me to keep going, because the Holy Spirit didn't tell me to start businesses. What the Holy Spirit told me was that I was the person to help empower people in the world with depression, and showed me my three pillars, and showed me that I would be hosting annual events for all faith systems, for all different musical genres, and having keynote speakers to help people with depression, starting in the United States and then branching out to one major nation each year with the same focus, but having different people tell different stories and having, you know, the experience with different music and whatnot. And 18 months after that vision, I had shared it with so many people that I had actually created it, but they stole the idea from me and they profited off of it. And that's okay, because nothing can be stolen from a child of the Most High King without his permission. So everything that's been stolen from will be repaid times 10. I ain't worried about nothing. I'm so freaking excited about this life and how I've learned how powerful our words are. I'm grateful every day that I get to wake up. And some days I'm in pain because of this car accident I've been dealing with since the beginning of this month. And that's all right, because I know that the creator of the universe is the ultimate healer, and he will heal me in his perfect timing. Not only have I created 44 alternative therapies that he's inspired through me, that are worth multi-trillions of dollars. But also, since the beginning of the contest, he's inspired 90 songs, 90, valued at a minimum of $90 million. Much more than that, through the ideas he's inspired through me. And I don't desire to keep the money myself. I think that's why he desires to continue blessing me with ideas, because he knows that I have a generous spirit. I've read the Proverbs and the Psalms since I was probably in middle school, and I'm 37 now. So middle school is like 12, 13, somewhere around there. That's a long time to be reading the Psalms and the Proverbs, right? And going to Sunday school and going to church and going to youth group and going to college Bible studies and going to women's conferences. I've done so much work. I started going to marriage conferences in high school because my parents were married, but they argued a lot when I was little, and I knew that I didn't like that. I liked that they were married because a lot of my friends' parents weren't. And they struggled greatly in the town that we grew up in. I knew I wanted something better. And all parents should desire their children to have better lives than what they've had, right? All parents should desire for your children to be happy. Love for all mankind means that we have to share the truth with people. There's agendas out there, people. There's people that have a lot of money that are desiring, because they worship Baphomet and Baal and they abduct children and they profit off of the abduction of children in private, in secret. They are paid a lot of money to throw out agendas of the LGBTQ plus community, of Black Lives Matter, of Antifa, of all of these organizations that on purpose are trying to cause division. Now, the Creator has used people of the LGBTQ plus community on my podcast. My youth pastor, my high school pastor, Paris. He's also used a person that had a sex change, a person of color that was my old coworker, that was covertly living and identifying as a man, that had been greatly discriminated against and was abused and neglected as a child, and shared their story on my podcast, stood up for me in the workplace when I was as a woman being discriminated, where my pay was being negatively impacted, and I was forced last year on paid mental health leave, and then I had to get a new job. I was forced into homelessness. The Father above has used people of all of these organizations to prove that if you choose love, your life is going to be great. You're going to have pains, no doubt. But no one can say that I discriminate against people of color, because I stood up for a person of color and I was wrongfully fired for it. And I have all the recordings, and my husband's friends have copies all over the world. No one can say I discriminate against people that identify as a different sex or gender, because that same person that I stood up for went on my podcast and publicly announced, for the first time ever, on the first ever podcast interview for this person, that they were born a woman. No one can say that I discriminate against any of these organizations, because I don't. I don't know enough about them. What I do is I choose love. I choose to focus on the two most important commandments. When you simplify your life will be simple. Let me say that again, slower. When you simplify your life will be simple. The world, the enemy, tries to cause confusion and division and will use every single thing imaginable to do it, and to do it effectively. We've got three political parties in the United States of America, two major ones and an independent, right? And the enemy has used this evil, rich, dark group that abducts children and has placed strategically evil people from this group that are pedophiles, celebrities, on both political parties, both major ones, Republicans and Democrats. I know this for certain because he reveals to me in my dreams. We are in the end times, people, and he reveals to me very specific dreams and visions of people that are involved in this group called the Illuminati. That's the top tiered group that has access to the most money in the world. And a few months ago, I believe, he revealed to me, right before the release of the movie, the pricing for per child was $600,000. After the Sound of Freedom movie came out, the pricing went up, as did the number of children they abduct in the world. Went up to $2 million starting rate to have your own child sex slave. It's sick. It's absolutely sick, and that's why they tried to have me killed. I had no idea about this organization until I was protected by the top security teams that protect all presidents of America. But they didn't see the long-term vision of it. All they saw was a contest between me and this other lady that invited me to be a grant writer on her team. All they saw was that I stopped their growth, and they were funding her, and they were spending a lot of money to have her win the contest in the United States. They didn't think maybe Erin could win the one for the world, and I did win. So we're less than 80 days away from my official crowning, and I'm going to bless her if she wins the United States one. I hope that she's not still with her husband that's been abusing her for a decade, because that's not a good example to young ladies. It's not a good example to men either. Women, you need to stand up against men that disrespect you. I've been royally disrespected for the last 3 years. People have on purpose sent, using their power to hack in to my phone, sent people on purpose to sit in my back seat while I was a Lyft driver to my day job, had them proposition me. One of them sat in my front seat. Yeah. Tried to get me to go into his house on the military installation. Pretended like he was drunk. Yeah. I've had to say no multiple times. I should only have to say no once. And last year I married the most respectful man that I've ever met. And after 19 days, they put a death threat on our lives because they knew how powerful the two of us would be together. And they were scared out of their minds because they had signed a contract to steal from Aaron Nicole for 3 years. And the contract was not up yet. They didn't want their businesses to be tanked or people to start revealing the truth about them signing the contract. So they forced he and I to separate so they could continue stealing from me and tried to cause division in my marriage. Tried to get my husband to be so upset with me that his associations would harm me. But he trained me really good. I love him deeply. And he and I had to fake that we hated each other and that we actually broke up. He had to pretend like he never, ever married me. Yeah. That's okay, because I get reunited with him. Nobody steals from a child of the Most High King without the King's permission, and nobody got permission to disrespect my husband and I. Should have picked a better person for your ambassador for mental health, because Team Trump, he knows how to hire the best. I can't wait for October's meeting. I can't wait for the meeting to take place and all these bad guys to be put away or to be obliterated. That's up to the Holy Spirit. He told me anybody that was involved with trying to have me killed is going to be obliterated. He knows the Father above all of us knows who those people are. I ain't afraid of nothing. I got 1,250,000 angels that guard and protect me. And I know who chose to allocate his resources in 2020 to help me. And that's President Trump. That's who I'm voting for. Regardless of your political status in life and however you choose to vote. I haven't been able to vote for, I can't even remember the last time I voted. Because I've been so focused on this mission. And I've been so royally disrespected as a woman and forced into fear for 3 years, releasing cortisol in my body. When you release cortisol, it increases your risk for Alzheimer's and dementia. But my mind is protected because I choose to speak the word of God. I choose to follow his calling, and he has kept my mind strong. He has kept my body strong. He has allowed for healing, supernatural healing. Even when hit in a vehicle and she was going anywhere from 75 to 80 miles an hour and I spun in a full 1.5 revolutions, even then, he's protected me. He's chosen to protect my body. I have no idea what's wrong with my body because doctors refuse to see me without upfront payment, and insurance companies refuse to pay me. They are delaying on purpose. But that's all right. They're going to just be writing bigger checks. I know. I know for a fact, because they made $10 billion with the B in the last 12 months because of all of these car accidents around the nation. So they ain't going to be cheap with me. I'm a huge asset to America and to the world for people with depression. And if you're going through pain right now, you're not alone. When you are feeling pain and sensing pain, you know, that means that your body is injured. That's a message from your nerve endings. You're supposed to be able to feel pain, but it shouldn't be ongoing, right? You shouldn't have to take over-the-counter medications for pains in your body. You should be able to get healing. And sometimes it's through natural means. Sometimes it's through pharmaceuticals. Sometimes it's through... That was an interesting honk. Sometimes it's through, you know, physical therapy or other things, right? We're respectful of Eastern and Western medicine, and there's a huge level of healing through meditation. Huge. I've got a very high pain tolerance, but I've been in a lot of pain since the car accident beginning of July, and here I am recording on the last day of the month, my grandmother's birthday, if she would have been alive. I'm a living, breathing miracle, and I'm grateful every single day to be alive. I'm choosing to have a love for all mankind, and He's blessing me with more and more ideas. So if you desire to know this Father that I know and to have a personal relationship with Him, it's free. Nobody can sell it to you. You can't earn it, but you do have to speak aloud that you need His help. So repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it. I can't buy it. You give it freely to me, Father. I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins. Come into my heart and never leave my side. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. We encourage you to get plugged into a Bible-based church. Keep God first place. And if you're a musically inclined person, start creating your own music or start listening to music that's going to uplift your spirits. I love listening to gospel music because I used to sing in a gospel choir, and it's a lot of the rhythms are very similar to R&B music in the style, and jazz, very similar to those styles that I grew up listening to as a child that was popular in the neighborhood that I grew up in. And I enjoy listening to that. I enjoy listening to a variety of artists, and music is one of those supernatural healers. So if you're a musically inclined person, start listening to music, start creating music. If you're more of an artsy person, like drawing or creating physical forms of art, get into that. If you can do it every day, do it, or once a week. If you like moving your body and that brings you joy, we encourage, you know, regular exercise or some sort of movement that you enjoy every day. Get into that. That's what Move Happy is all about. And if you need to schedule an appointment with a doctor for therapy or for other means to get on medication short term or whatever, we encourage that. Do whatever you believe is best for you and your individual needs for depression. There's a lot of commonalities in the diagnosis, but there's also the human element of everyone is different, right? Get 7 to 8 hours of sleep if you can. If you're starting with 2, try and get 2.5, right? Gradually increase. And limit your caffeine intake if you're struggling with your sleep, right? Thank you guys so much for being a part of this journey. It's incredible how far He can take us when we lean into our calling. It's only been since 2018 when He revealed my life mission. I can't wait for that meeting in October. All right. At this time, we can't accept any donations. You can't buy anything from our businesses until that contract is signed. So between now and then, Father, what should I ask for them to do? Okay, He says to call if you have grandparents that are alive, or maybe quote-unquote grandparents that are maybe people from your church that have kind of taken you in as a granddaughter or grandson. Call them and tell them what you appreciate about them. Tell them that you love them and something specific that they've done for you, whether it's, you know, show up to your baseball game or maybe they helped you edit your history paper, or maybe they helped you study your Bible verses for your Awana program, whatever it is that they've done for you, or maybe they've helped with your children and watched your children so that you could get to a new job, whatever it is, call them or go to their house in person if they're close enough and tell them how much you love them and specifically what you appreciate about them, because none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. And if we tell people how we appreciate them, you have no idea what that means to our older generations. They often get depressed and they often are isolated, right? Especially with the pandemic. Depression can hit any age, any gender, anybody at any time. All right, love you guys so much. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.